With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump stumping today in Iowa, telling supporters he plans to increase fossil fuel production, while the Biden administration vows to cut back on its use.
So many bad things have happened to our country, but we're going to turn it around, and I think we can do it fast. We're going to drill, and we're going to be drilling like you have never seen before.
The former president says he won't force American drivers to convert to electric vehicles like the Biden team is doing.
We're going to end your mandate on cars. You know, you have cars. Here's the problem with an electric car. They don't go far. Very simple.
Ron DeSantis has promised to visit each of Iowa's 99 counties before the leadoff presidential caucuses in January. Florida governor set to complete that very goal with an event later today. Also at SRNnews.com, snowstorm bringing the Munich airport in Germany to a standstill while causing chaos in various parts of Central Europe. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis.
Passengers in Munich's central station gathered to read the news that all trains to and from the city were halted. At Munich airport, all flights were also grounded after a winter storm dumped snow across southern Germany and parts of Austria, Switzerland and the Czech Republic. Elsewhere in Munich, locals shoveled snow outside their homes, many of which were left without power due to downed trees on power lines. Others saw the brighter side and took out their sleighs to make the most of the wintry weather. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the meantime, the Pacific Northwest hit with a major winter storm, although parts of Seattle got just rain, but some strong winds and snow elsewhere. Thousands of people lost power overnight. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issues are being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's Constitution on December 7th, 1 month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits moving again through the courts. Now that the voters have decided the issue, raising questions about implementation, the amendment does not repeal any existing laws in Ohio. This is SRN News. Now, that Navy plane that overshot a runway and wound up in the water will soon be lifted out.
Officials plan to use inflatable cylinders to lift and roll the PA-8 off a coral reef in Hawaii before removal from the ocean waters, where it crashed while trying to land at Marine Corps Base Hawaii November 20th. The Navy commander says they're confident that the operation can be carried out without further damaging the reef. None of the nine people on board at the time were injured. And while an investigation continues, the Navy released underwater video showing landing gear wheels resting on crushed coral. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is slowing, but it's too early to declare victory. Powell notes that consumer prices, excluding the volatile food and energy cost, rose at just 2.5% annual rate in the past 6 months. More details at SRNnews.com.